Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And we are less than 6 hours away from the kickoff of Game 8 for the Commanders and Game 1 of a three-game gauntlet here. If they can surprise everybody tonight, pull off a shocking win, the season's back on. I mean, that's kind of where we're at right now. Things have spiraled out of control. The expectation is you lose tonight and fall to 3-5, and if that happens, their chances mathematically of making the playoffs will be right around 10%. But the season, for the moment, is kind of cooked. And now you've got two really tough games coming up, and you're trying to just essentially not let it completely become a disaster. If you win tonight, game on, Garth. Like, let's get back out there and play more hockey on the street.
Yeah, there's no great equivalent across sports, but I'll do my best. So in 2019 with the Nationals, when they started 19-31, famously, you and I went over to Nats Park because we thought if they lose this series or lose these games for a couple of them to the Marlins, Davey Martinez might be let go, might be fired. And it wasn't about beating the Marlins, who weren't very good in that exact weekend, where they found a way to eke out a couple of wins and it started their renaissance. The point was, you had to do something really hard. Here's what's the same. You're going to have to win a game or two or maybe even three because of the start you've gotten off to that nobody thinks you're going to. So what better opportunity than a double-digit underdog on the road against the defending AFC champion 70 million times over that's just recently started their string of good play that's just as desperate or so as you are? You're going to have to beat a Kansas City, a Seattle, maybe a Detroit, or go on the road and beat Philadelphia at some point this year to get to where you want to go, if that's possible, if that's on the table. If not, you lose this one, you're 3-5, it's kind of a different season, we have to recalibrate maybe than we thought before the year started in terms of expectations. But if you beat Kansas City, right, and you've lost decisively to Dallas, should have beaten Chicago, you do the hardest one, it's all back on the table again. Right? Because you go, well, look at what happened. We got Deebo Samuel back, and how much better was the offense? Look, we got Terry McLaurin back. He's only going to get better. Look what's exploded. They actually did these fixes that are nebulous and kind of hand-wavy at a defense that struggled. They went with the play-better strategy and simpler strategy, and it worked, and they're better somehow. Now they found something. If that happens tonight, this would be a meaningful win.
So let's get into how they can shop everybody and how they can pull off the stunner this evening. At 800-636-1067, we will open up the phones for the first time today now. For our listening audience, 800-636-1067.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
6-7, 10.5-point underdogs on the road at Arrowhead. The number was actually significantly bigger, and it's come down. It was 12.5, which is odd. You would think after the announcement of Daniels to Mariota, maybe it would have gone in the other direction. But the game's gotten a little tighter as we're getting closer to kickoff. A couple of notes on this game. Matt Gay is in question right now. The kicker for Washington was placed on the injury report over the weekend. They have not made a roster move. I did confirm with the team yesterday that they have the ability still today before 4 p.m. to do that. So if they wanted to sign someone and bring in a kicker, they could have. But all signs right now point to Matt Gay giving it a go.
So the mechanism that I saw, tell me if you have something different, is they don't have a practice squad kicker at the moment.
Correct.
They would have to sign a player to the practice squad and then decide by 4 o'clock today if they're elevating that player
right
for today's game.
And they could announce it all simultaneously. You know, that's like
right,
the bookkeeping
right, right.
way where you can't be on the active roster, you know, you're saying without the practice squad. They could bypass that too, though, I would imagine, and just go straight to a street free agent, sign them to the 53-man roster, and then cut a player from their 53-man roster, you know, one of the extra wide receivers or whatever, and have a kicker as of 4 p.m. that wasn't on the team. And maybe you kick the game-winning field goal, and you're talking to Lisa Salters after the game about how you don't know any of your teammates, and sign me up for one of those storylines. But it's very possible Matt Gay feels well enough, he goes out and kicks, and this is a non-story. So that's one thing to consider. Something else you could see very different tonight than the first few weeks is some tweaks defensively where Jordan McGee plays more. His snap count by week has increased to an apex of 22 snaps last week against Dallas. Early in the year, he had played in 2, 4, 6, 0, 12, and 1 defensive plays this season. This is a 24-year-old, fifth-round pick last year out of Temple. Big guy at 6'3", 225, who can run a little bit, 4'5", 40, as an example. Frankie Louvu once ran a 4'8 at a pro day. So you get him on the field, you bring Louvu down into the line of scrimmage to be an edge rusher, and maybe that's the best version of your defense with all your injuries right now. So I'll be curious to see, you know, how they operate on that side of the ball. But Danny, if they pull off the shocker, how did they do it?
It's a veteran team. By design. They didn't go young. Now, there are a couple places where they are, but this is a veteran team with their back against the wall. They know it. They know exactly what has to happen. And they haven't done it for a couple of weeks. I understand that. I've watched the same games you have. Too much pride, too much at stake, too much, you know, I guess, you know, whether it's integrity or willpower to just roll over and die. This is not the first time a team has faced adversity. Last year they did it. They happened to be 7-2. They banked a whole bunch of wins and they lost 3 straight games. They didn't panic. They knew they had what they needed internally. And we expect, I think a lot of people outside who aren't there, don't hear the conversations, don't hear the pep talks, the film sessions, the reviews, the work that they're putting in, it's behind closed doors. And I'm just going, I saw this effort the last couple of weeks. I don't expect better. Well, they know that too. And there's probably a rallying cry. There's probably a way for them to engender some of that belief where nobody believes in us. It's us against the world, which can be incredibly powerful. So guys that with good track records that have played well for this team will get an injection of life with Deebo Samuel coming back and Terry McLaurin. They'll hang with Kansas City. And defensively, you don't have to do a ton. No one's saying be the 85 Bears, but don't be atrocious. Be okay. Make a couple of tackles and maybe a break goes your way. And all of a sudden, you're in a tight game on the road, which I would sign up for right now.
My formula starts with the run game. The Chiefs are good defensively. They're not great, but they're good. If you look at the yards per game metric the NFL uses, which is flawed, they're the number 4 defense in the NFL, believe it or not. But in yards per play, which is a much more accurate metric, they're 13th. And in that same metric, they're 11th against the pass. They're 22nd against the run. I think if they're going to be had potentially, it's downhill between the tackles. And so the first thing you got to do is get the run game going with Marcus Mariota and read option. And because he's so exceptional at it, I think he's not only better than Daniels at the mesh point decision. Am I pulling? Am I keeping? Riding it down the line for a split second, getting around the edge.
The ball handling that he does in that regard is otherworldly.
It's exquisite.
He's so good.
He's done it since Oregon. I mean, and this is not a knock on Daniels. I think he's the best in the league at it. Daniels is good at it.
Yeah.
Mariota's elite at it, right? That, to me, maybe gets Bill going a little bit. Where if early in the game, by design, Cliff runs Mariota. He did in one of his other starts, if you remember, with the second or the third play of the game. And I thought...
To show it.
That's pretty
very
clearly
purposely, yeah.
By design, right? So you do that. Then you call read option, first, second, third play, whatever, and you tell Marcus you're keeping this. I don't care what the end does. Keep this. Because the path to Washington's offense succeeding tonight, and I don't just mean in terms of yards, which is important, and points, which is more important, is having the football, possessing the football, time of possession, and keeping the Chiefs' offense on the sideline. You don't have to do that through the run game. You can do that through the short passing game, too. That's how I would normally do it. But in this particular matchup, I think the Chiefs are more inclined to play you well defensively, and I think without Daniels and Mariota in there, it was just a little bit more limited as a passer. I think you got to lean a little bit heavier into the run game where they gave up about 4.5 per pop. So you run the football. Harrison Butker, who has had a bad season, misses a kick or two, kicks a ball out of bounds, which he's done a couple of times. Special teams is the one area where I think Washington actually has an advantage in this game. If you look at the return coverage units of the Chiefs, they're pretty good, but their return game is bad. Washington special teams in the return game has actually been better. I think you find hidden yards there. Maybe you rip off an explosive, God willing, a touchdown return from Luke McCaffrey, but you get the ball across midfield once, you get it across the 40 another time, you steal yards there, and next thing you know, you look up, it's the end of the third quarter, and you're down 20-17 because they left six on the field with two missed field goals, something like that. And now you got to go try to steal a football game. I think that's the script to shocking everybody tonight. I do like them to cover, by the way, the 12.5 that I got it at, less so at 10.5 now, but I could see this being a 10-point game or less. Absolutely. I mean, the last time they played as badly as they did against Dallas, the closest thing to that this year was the Green Bay game. And they played their best game of the year 1 week later. They came out after getting embarrassed in Green Bay in primetime. And what did they do? They played their best football game and they destroyed a team. So you're right. I think the veteran locker room actually benefits you in a week like this in a big, big way.
It's going to have to. I mean, this is why you do that, right? You maybe sacrifice some health here and there. You maybe sacrifice a couple, where and a little bit of extra speed might have helped you, or some youthful exuberance might have helped you. Having veterans, this is why we're here. It's why you do it, right?
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.